You know, we hear the phrase often, artists supporting artists. But artists in Northern Ontario need more than just the support of their peers. There's a movement growing in our region to recognize and pay artists appropriately for their work. And a new partnership is helping to make that happen more often. Sudbury's Place Melter Festival has been running for 13 years now. And this year, it's touring the region to enrich the art scenes in more communities, including Timmins. Jessie Bergeron founded the city's sold-out Tamarack Arts Festival last year. She's a mentee of Lisa O'Connell, who runs Place Melter. The duo spoke to our producer, Bridget, recently and discussed how the festivals are working together. Bridget started by asking Lisa to first describe her long-running initiative.
Place Melter is a festival about the creating of new works and new stories for theater created and by and for audiences in Northern Ontario. The festival is now in its 13th year, and we've been working with theater creators, playwrights, really people that have a story to tell. You don't have to be a professional artist, just a desire to tell a story. And we have people that have done that with us, all the way from Moose Factory down to Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, North Bay, Kenora, Dryden, Iroquois Falls, you name it.
Wow, and this year you're taking it on the road, right?
We are. We're super excited about that. We've been in Sudbury, which is a home for us, for the past 13 years. But we have been working with a number of creators. Jessie's one. I met Jessie as a playwright. Gosh, Jess, was that 7 years ago? 8 years ago?
I don't know.
And then I brought her down to Sudbury to help us at our Place Melter Festival. And we just hit it off beautifully. And then, I mean, Jessie could really take it from here. Jessie said, you know, why don't we have this in Timmins? And I said, well, you can. And that's how we started working together.
So, Jessie, then you founded the Tamarack Festival, and now it's in its second year. Tell me how the last year went.
Last year was great. I would say it was very successful thanks to the investment of the community, really. I put it out there, but everyone that I spoke to was just so excited about this idea, and the support that I had was incredible in its first year. Mm. With sponsors, with, you know, city council, the mayor, the Timmins Economic Development Corporation, everyone that I approached just was very, very warm and welcoming and wanting this type of programming in Timmins. So the first festival, we ended up paying 32 artists industry wages, all from the north. And then this year, I haven't counted the numbers, but I'm thinking we've doubled that number this year.
So how is Place Melter fitting in this year?
Place Melter is coming in because we are bringing in playwrights from both Sault Ste. Marie and a local playwright from Timmins who will be presenting works in a process-based form, in a staged reading form. We call it First Looks, where the audience can participate at the very birth of a new play, a new idea. And what we're particularly excited about is this year Place Melter will be creating and facilitating the first artist gathering in Timmins. We've done this in other communities before, but this is the first time in Timmins where we're bringing local artists together that are in the community to come together over two sessions to meet each other, to talk about what we need to go forward, to talk about what we need to create the work that we want to create. And this isn't just for theater people. This is for artists in all disciplines so that we can, you know, get outside of our own particular work silos and meet each other, but also talk about how we can create a better opportunities for artists in our home communities so we can continue to work in our home communities in Timmins.
So that's very interesting. Yeah. You know, we hear a lot about festivals being for the audience, but this really supports artists in the north. Jessie, why is it so important to have that kind of festival and that kind of opportunity for artists to be together?
Well, on a personal note, I mean, this is the type of work that I do and that I want to continue doing, and to create a space where artists can present their work, because, I mean, artists will make art no matter what, but they deserve to be paid. Their work needs to be valued, and every artist wants to share that work with audience. It's not complete until it's shared with audience. So to create this opportunity for artists to share that work with audiences, and not only audiences, but the audiences that really that they're creating for, their northern peers, and folks who live and work and breathe this, you know, landscape. So it's huge, really. And I think the festival is really just a starting point. I really want the Tamarack Arts Association to become a year-round presence, creating opportunities for Northern artists.
Lisa, I'll throw a similar question to you. In, sure. You said you've been doing Play Smelter for 13 years. I imagine there have been some ups and downs in terms of support for the arts community. Where are we now compared to 13 years ago?
Well, 13 years ago, we were in a bit more of a vibrant situation. It is strong now, but I think in terms of possibility, we were a little bit stronger. COVID was difficult for all of us. That was a year that we had to regroup and take a look and consider what the work is versus how it gets to audience. We were very active during that period of time. We continued Play Smelter virtually. In many ways, it was a very strong opportunity for us because moving virtually, we talked about how do we get the plays, the stories out to audience when they're already created. And as a result of those conversations, actually, we were able to begin a conversation about touring work in Northern Ontario. And I'm very happy to report, we talked a bit about it last year, but starting next year in 2026, we will be launching, with the Tamarack Festival, the first Northern Ontario touring network for English in theatre. And we'll be beginning with a play that has been created by a Northern Ontario playwright in Sudbury, Karen Thistle, which will tour in Timmins, Sudbury, Thunder Bay, and Sault Ste. Marie. So for us, I think for those of us working in Northern Ontario, for our Northern Ontario artists, for our Northern Ontario audience, I think it's a really, really positive time. I think there's an understanding that all stories of our country need to be told and that the stories of Northern Ontarians have been neglected.
Let's talk about the audience really quickly. What are the highlights for, non-artists who want to come out and take in everything that's happening?
That's a hard one because it all depends on your tastes, right? I would say opening night on Friday is going to be a good little mix because we'll have an opening reception with a local Metonymy First Nations grandmother, self-described grandmother, who will be kicking us off with a drumming and a teaching and a story. And then there will be a play reading from the Play Smelter artist Garrett M. Ryan, The Quickest Gun in the North, which is quite funny, though it has
fabulous,
some pretty serious themes. And then the evening will wrap up with a community cabaret, which is really a variety show of local artists. And we have a few visiting artists from neighboring communities, Timiskaming Shores and Smooth Rock Falls. So that's going to be music, dance, an improv presentation, a comedian. So I think that would be a good little taster plate for anyone who wants to know what it's all about.
Lisa O'Connell is the artistic director of Pat the Dog Theatre Creations, which produces Sudbury's annual Play Smelter Festival. And Jesse Bergeron is the artistic and executive director of the Tamarack Festival in Timmins. They were speaking with our producer, Bridget Yard.